Welcome back. Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. We are joined by Ben Glebe, the host of GSN's Idiot Test, premiering season four, is it, Ben?
That is correct. It's also very hard to hear you guys, but I'm going to do my best.
Season four premieres January 19th at 10 and 10:30 on GSN. Is it cool to say GSN rather than the Game Show Network?
Yeah, I think they prefer that. You know what I mean? They don't want to be kept into a game show box, even though it's mostly game shows.
But it's all game shows, though, isn't it?
Pretty
I mean, you say GSN, you don't know what it is. But you say Game Show Network, I know I'm going to catch some game shows.
Listen, I feel you on that. That's my belief system, but I don't fight the man. I just play along, you know?
So in the Idiot Test, you have themed episodes. I heard that in the new season, you're going to have an episode featuring an entire panel of your ex-girlfriends?
Yes, that is correct.
How did that go, man?
It was very intense. I don't recommend if you ever end up with your own game show, I don't recommend that you do it. I don't suggest it to anybody. It was insane. It was very emotionally intense. A lot of trash talking coming my way in one episode. And I feel like in game show history, you don't learn anything personal about any game show host. And this is like personal information times four. So
do they get competitive with each other, or do they just shit on you the whole time?
They mostly just shit on me, yeah. Mostly just hit.
They all join in their common bond of disliking you.
I thought you were supposed to get contestants
exactly.
For that.
There were some nice moments, but it was largely character attacks on me, and I asked for it, so I guess it's fine.
Do you reach out personally to these ex-girlfriends, or did you have somebody do that for you?
No, I did it. I reached out personally, and they all agreed to do it. I'm on pretty good terms with most of them, but it definitely did not hurt that I, you know, sweetened the pot with the possibility of $10,000.
That sounds like a roast me challenge from Reddit.
Do you worry about being judged by your choices and, like, somebody deciphering your type? You know, like somebody sitting there and saying, obviously Ben prefers redheads.
I'm not worried about being judged. No, I'm pretty proud of my choices.
It's like a trophy case.
Basically, it is, yeah. Basically, a trophy case. I think America will be impressed with me, and it'll end up... You know, I don't know. It'll be good for my image overall. I think, I hope, maybe I'm delusional. I don't know for sure.
It sounds like if all of these ladies are good-looking on the show, it might come off as bragging.
bit of braggadocious.
Look, that's a risk I may have to take because there were a couple exes that were not as good-looking. I did not invite them on the show.
You're padding your stats, Ben.
That's right. I guess he was the one that reached out to him so he could pick and choose the four that shed him in the best light.
I'm going to be vulnerable, put all my personal life out there.
Ben, is hosting a game show the best steady gig a comedian can get?
I mean, it's one of them. It's definitely a pretty good, pretty steady gig.
Seems like a lot of comedians have... That's like the go-to now for game shows is you get a comedian... to kind of fill a little bit of time. But, I mean, you're still, like, falling into, like, a structure. But, it, you know, it allows you some time to get out there in a suit and work a crowd and stuff. And I guess you're the ideal person for that, is somebody who can think on their feet a little bit.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, I guess so, you know. Steve Harvey and I are, you know, breaking molds. You know what I'm saying? It's like we're not Pat Sajak, Jack and Alex Trebek's game show anymore. We're bringing a little flavor to it. Steve and I are both known for our flavor. We are basically 31 flavors. That's 62 total flavors.
That Pat Sajak, though, man, he's quite a card on Twitter and stuff. I think that they need to unleash Pat
true.
Sajak. They need to give him a little bit of a, you know, a time to really spread his wings.
I did not know that. I didn't know that Pat Sajak had a funny Twitter presence.
Hopefully, well, I mean, I wouldn't call it funny, but he is a very opinionated man.
You know, though, you would say you would think that after 75 years of Wheel of Fortune, they'd maybe let him go a little wild after a while.
By season 76, they're going to really let his personality shine.
I think those Wheel of Fortune guys work like 3 weeks a year. They just work like 12-hour days 3 weeks a year, and they just crank out 10 episodes a day, and they're just done. And then they just go home. And they got nothing to do the rest of the year.
It's still a pretty sweet gig in that way. It does shoot very fast and frees me for the rest of my year to, you know, explore other passions and masturbate a lot.
Game show hosts are just like us.
I'm a fisherman, so I'm trying to master the art of placing bait on the fishing rod. Bad connection. I don't know if you misheard me. That's on you. That's not my fault. Have I ruined your show?
You sound real choppy. I'm trying to figure out what the hell's going on. I got
you sound insanely choppy to me as well. Seems there's a bad connection from minute one. Do you want me to call you right back?
Yeah. Hang up and call us right back.
I'm gonna call you right back.
Sounds good. Why does he sound so crappy?
It's Skype. You have crappy internet.
I don't have crappy internet. I have great goddamn internet.
Is that what they told you when you bought it?
Yeah. They sold it. They sold me. They said, hey, man, this is some good-ass internet.
But, you know, I'm just saying, like, I think it's, like...
Ben, you sound worlds better now.
I sound better? Oh, good.
So let's just do the whole interview over again.
So we're joined by Ben Glebe, host of GSN's Idiot Test, going into Season 4 this week. So, Ben, explain the concept of idiot test to us.
Sure. If it makes you feel any better, you sound no better to me, but at least you can hear me better.
Well, that doesn't make us feel better at all, Ben.
No, it really shouldn't. It's a brain teaser game show, so we have two teams of contestants that compete against each other on giant touch screens on set, and they try and solve these visual brain puzzles. We create these, like, visual tests, these, like, whimsical, colorful, fun brain puzzles. And every second they do not answer, they lose money. And when they get tests wrong, I make fun of them and I embarrass them on national television, basically.
Ben, I watched one the other day and I yelled fuck you at you. Because it was...
That's really sweet. Thank you.
It said, name the instrument that starts with A, and then there was a big graphic under it that said bang. And so everybody was looking for the one that ended with bang, but none of them ended with bang. And then you said, oh, well, that bang is part of the graphic, you know, is it the one that ends with an A? I was like, no, that's bullshit, Ben Glebe.
Well, you're not hearing exactly, so I'm trying to remember the test. You said touch the instrument that starts with A.
Starts with A. It was like tuba. But I was still mad because I felt like that was unfair.
Oh, that ends with A.
It ends with A. And then it said bang really big under it.
Well, that's on you, man. We have a question banner. That's where the questions always appear on our show. Part of the graphic and have all kinds of stuff under it because you fell for a trick and you feel silly. And you're trying to overcompensate from your loss of manhood that we did exactly as we'd hoped to do and to trick their brain and other people's minds does not make it my fault. That's on you, bro.
You got one of them Fitbits, Ben?
I don't have a Fitbit, no, but I do have a phone that counts with my steps, so I'm not doing great on that.
You have an app that stays on all the time and when you walk, it counts them?
Exactly right.
Seems like
so let me ask you the question is, what good is a Fitbit if your phone will do it for you?
I guess just the fact that you're not having your phone with you at all times.
You have your phone with you at all times. I didn't know there was an app for it. What the hell are we going out and buying these Fitbits for?
Not if you're jogging necessarily, not if you're sleeping. The Fitbit's always with you, not if you're swimming. You know what I mean? There's a lot of extra Fitbit moments.
Ben's got one of them life hacks, Napier. He just got the same thing that has a Fitbit right on his telephone.
Yeah, but your phone's not glued to you.
Mine is.
Oh.
So, is every week a themed show, Ben?
Not every week, but a lot of them are themes. Our premiere this Thursday at 10, 9 Central on GSN. We have the first episode, always two episodes back-to-back every week. The first episode, the celebrity episode with comedians Joe Coy and Amir Kay. From Mad TV, competing against Sidney Castillo and Zainab Johnson. And then the second episode is Millennials battling against Baby Boomers. So that's a very interesting matchup. They're not all, but there's a lot of different matchups coming at you this season. And it's like, you know, mama's boys versus daddy's girls. It's the reverse of that. It's like, it's bald guys versus hairy people. It's this USC versus UCLA. It's all kinds of different rivalries.
So you guys getting bored over there, or what's going on?
We're getting bored, and we want to mix it up, man. We want to mix it up and make sure that
the spirit of competition.
They keep people on their toes. Like, why not? Why, if we can have a regular episode or a regular episode with an extra added dramatic rivalry, I don't see why not. Do you see why not?
Is this show just like a really glorious way to shit on dummies for like the entire episode?
Yeah, he walks from one group to the other group, and he says, "Yeah, no, you're wrong. That's stupid." And then he makes fun of their haircut, and then he goes over to the other one, and they screw something up, and then he makes fun of them. It's a great gig.
You just created a world where I can shit on people. It's perfect, really, for me.
That makes me smile.
Stand-up act, when I tour the country, a good chunk of each of my shows, I make fun of the audience, and I find holes in their logic and the choices they've made in their life, and I get to do that on television now as well. So
that makes me smile that this is something that exists. It needs to.
So we got GSN's Idiot Test premiering this coming Thursday, January 19th at 10 and 10:30. And
Mike,
also,
before we let Ben go, I'd like to ask the classic WFOD question. Ben, when you are filming Idiot Test or even in your stand-up gigs, what do you do with your wallet?
It's a great question. That's a very, very, very strong question. I usually keep it locked up in my dressing room. Sometimes I give it to my assistant. She holds it. It's one of those two options, typically. Or I leave it at home a lot of days, too.
So you never take your wallet out on stage with you?
I don't generally bring my wallet out on stage. No, I don't want that bulge in my pocket.
Oh, right, right. You want sleek curves. I get it. Travis, have we ever had hand it to my assistant? I don't think we've had that one.
Nope, we've never gotten hand it to my assistant. I like it.
Interesting. I like
that. Hand it to my assistant's a fun one. And also, before you guys go, I wanted to just say two other things. If you could let your listeners know that my 2017 tour just started this last weekend. It's the Glebe Squad Tour. And if people just put hashtag Glebe Squad Tour on any social media, or just go to Glebe, or just go to benglebe.com. You can get tickets to all of my upcoming cities. I'm coming soon to Phoenix and to Salt Lake City and Buffalo, New York, in like two weekends, and Arizona, Scottsdale, and India, all over the place. You can get tickets to see me live and come see my stand-up act. So if you happen to catch my Showtime special, Neurotic Gangster, it's airing now. It's all different material from that special. So that's a fun thing to know. It's worth noting, is my general point.
I hear a gap in your stand-up dates. It's like you're skipping the flyover states. Do you hate the Midwest?
No, I love the Midwest. I just don't get booked there for some reason as often. But I will be adding dates, I'm sure, to Chicago and Iowa and Texas and a bunch of places. But it's just the ones that happen to come in right now happen to be on the coast.
So if we want to stay updated, it's benglebe.com.
That's exactly right. And I don't know if I can convince her to say it on the air. I'm trying to seem like I just want to say it.
No, I don't want
to. I just think it would be a good chance to clear it up.
No.
Can I just say it on your behalf?
I'd really like her to clear it up.
All of the rumors about her being with The Weeknd are not true, okay? We've been together hanging for the last couple weeks. You know, that was a publicity stunt on Instagram. So I don't want people, like, you know, putting rumors out that my girl is out there with The Weeknd. That's just not true.
Yeah, that's not a rumor you want to get out there.
That's exactly right. I mean, why don't you just confirm it and just say it's not true? I mean, you can't. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but...
It's not true.
Yeah.
And,
that didn't sound very convincing.
Yeah, I wasn't even really convinced. It sounded rehearsed.
There was like a, did you hear the uptake on the end of that? It's not true? Like it was a question.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. I'm sorry. We can't put this in the request.
Yeah, Travis, cut this out of the podcast.
It's out. We're not going to be able to put this to bed quite yet. We'll need
live listeners, you're the only one that gets the exclusive on that. We're cutting it.
I want you guys to have it because I just think, you know, it's a lot of bullshit, and she's been turning down Fresh Requests, and I figured, like, I'm not trying to spring it on you, girl, but, like, I just feel like it's important to clear up the record because it's making me look bad, too, you know what I mean?
I hear you, man.
Social media is the devil.
Stop it.
Yeah, okay. All right.
It's not
anyway,
true.
Anyway, thank you guys for letting me say that.
Question. Thanks, Ben. Ben.
Yeah, for sure.
You're a good guy.
That's the best. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem.
You keep putting those idiots in their place, too, and I'll be watching every week.
That is what I do, man. I just put idiots in their damn place. You hear me, Abel? And you hear me? Everybody out there in the press trying to make a big thing. Like, just tune in Jan 4. We need some entertainment the day before the inauguration. Watch Idiot Test. And do not buy the weekend music because it's a bunch of bullshit.
Idiot Test is doing God's work.
Ben Glieb, he's a star boy.
Well, you better believe it. I'm the OG star boy.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Ben. Be well.
Well, you know, Travis, I understood about one out of every four or five words he said, but...
I heard everything he said. The connection wasn't great, but what are you going
to
do?
Who's rumored to be dating The Weeknd?
His lady.
I don't know who his lady is. I don't
know.
You're
going to have to get on Instagram to find out.
It's on Instagram?
That's what he said.
I'm sure it's on Twitter, too.
I feel like I should have lobbied to get on a show.
On Idiot Test?
Oh, you're a shoo-in.
We should have asked Ben if there was like a...
Get him back on.
dipshit sidekick night.
Yeah.